guard now. Yep. What do you think he'll bring to that position?
Yeah.
What's it like playing with him?
Yeah, Isaac, you know, I actually knew him before the draft. We have the same agent, so we got to work out together. I'm down in California, so known Isaac for a while. Got to, you know, get to know him even more now here in Philly, and, you know, I love the dude. He brings kind of a nastiness. You know, he's very soft-spoken, very quiet, but he brings kind of a tenacity that you wouldn't necessarily expect because of how he is soft-spoken, but, you know, I think he's got a lot of potential and a lot of ability at that left guard position.
Are you going to emulate his hair?
No, without a doubt, no.
Marcy, we were talking with Doug about the relationship growing between you and him, and him getting to know you more and more last season and all season, about certain things you like, maybe certain things you don't like in the playbook. How much has that grown, and how much do you think there is a back and forth in ownership of the playbook?
Yeah, that relationship has been kind of an ongoing growth. Especially, you know, last year, 8 days before the season, it was kind of just thrown out there. And so we developed that relationship during the season. But then really this OSPs, OTAs was a big component of that, was just kind of sorting through some things together. And at the end of the day, it's still his offense, you know, and he's still calling the plays. But we've been able to kind of come together, and, you know, I'll throw some ideas, he'll throw some ideas, and kind of get my opinion and vice versa. And it's been a really good working relationship, and I think it's, you know, kind of just going to keep growing as well.
Your role is different. There are so many different personnel groups this year. What's the value of that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, being able to be multiple formationally, personnel groupings, you know, you got tight ends lined up at receiver, and running backs out there as well. I think it just really keeps the defense on their toes. You know, it keeps them guessing, and to be able to do that and mix it up, I know that's a big part of Coach Peterson's offense and creating mismatches. That's a huge part of the game. And so anything that can really help give us an advantage and keep the defense guessing.
Your role's been different day one this year versus last year.
Yeah.
Does it feel different? Did it feel different to approach it differently now that you are the starter and all that's involved in year two?
Well, it definitely feels different without a doubt. You know, it's the mindset to some degree is different. I mean, just knowing what to expect, knowing the playbook, you know, getting a whole year, you know, under my belt, 16 games starting, just mentally I'm in a better place. You know, I can my preparation was always kind of the same, but this year everything's just slowing down, and I just feel a lot better.
I know you talked earlier in the week, I was kind of quiet out there. It's just mainly you guys and rookies.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to have everybody back here, all your new weapons out there, and kind of see it all come together.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, yesterday, obviously, we weren't on the field with everybody. The vets were all getting in the afternoon, but it was just great to finally get everyone back. You know, almost felt like first day of school again. Everyone just excited to get back, and it's cool to see everybody and then finally get out here on the field. And then tomorrow, when we really kind of ramp it up even more competitively, I think we're all pretty excited about that.
Is the difference with you this year more, you're more comfortable, you feel more of a leader? Is it just a natural progression last year to this?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, you know, last year, obviously, in camp, you know, I was the third-string quarterback, so there's a fine line with the leadership aspect of it, with really everything that came with that. So having a year under my belt now, knowing what to expect, without a doubt, it's kind of just been a natural progression.
I saw a nice sideline ball with Alshon.
Yep.
He said he's told you just throw it, threw me in the area, and I'll get it for you. What's that relationship like now when you have a weapon like that?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously, you know, just from OSPs, OTAs, getting him to come up to Fargo and just kind of talk through some things and go on the field and work out. And then out here on the field, finally, it seems like it's been a long time coming. But, you know, it's just something we're going to continue to grow with. But having a guy like that, you know, really makes quarterback play a lot more confidently.
Carson, you threw the ball a lot last year. How important is it to get that running game going?
It's a big part of the offense, you know, a big part of what coach wants to do, and I'm a big proponent of it as well. You know, anything that we can do to really soften up the defense and really kind of threaten them with that downhill running game that LeGarrette brings, that'll be a huge part of our offense. And then in the red zone too, you know, everyone's seen what he can do around the league down there near the goal line, so that'll help us a ton.
What do you know about Alshon that you didn't know about it before he went out and all that?
What do I know about it? On the field or off the field?
Either. Yeah. You're getting to know the guy.
You know, kind of everything I expected. You know, he's very soft-spoken, but he's a quiet competitor. You know, he gets ticked off when he doesn't make the play or different things, but he's very quiet with it. But, you know, I kind of knew all those things going into it, and what I really liked is just getting to know him on the field and, you know, getting used to the way he gets in and out of breaks and the way he can go up and get a ball. And it's been pretty cool getting to know him.
It seems so many of your targets last year needed to be in the middle of the field because of Zach, because of Julian. Yep. Having that threat on the outside, what can that do to the offense?
I think it opens it up. It opens up some underneath things for guys like Zach, for guys like Jordan, for guys like Sproles and those types of things. And, you know, that was a big part of our offense last year, and it will still be. But having Torrey and Alshon out there can really kind of change that dynamic a little bit. And then, like we just talked about, having a guy like LeGarrette, that can also open up some things on the perimeter as well. So it'll be cool to see kind of how this whole thing develops for us offensively.
Carson, I know it's very early right now, but different guys have talked about it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you see that talent?
For sure. You know, I know it's early. We got a lot of work to do, but we truly believe we have the guys to do something special. We just got to put in the time, put in the work, and really find kind of who we are to some extent, our true identity. You know, last year we were kind of just rolling, and now this year with different pieces in place. And we know at the end of the day, we know up front we're solid. You know, we know those big boys can do a lot of things, both in the run game, the play action game, the passing game. So I do believe we'll rely on those big boys up front, and you know, I think we can do something special.
On Tuesday, when we spoke to you, you did not want to go into much detail on Jordan Mackens, obviously. Now that you had a full practice with him, how do you think he looked?
I think he looked good. You know, obviously you saw him make that big play, that big catch in the end zone, and you know, I thought he looked like the same old Jordan Matthews. It's good to see him out there.
Carson, we're doing a feature on Darren Sproles and asking guys sort of like their best Darren Sproles story. One that stood out to me is guys say pound for pound he's the strongest guy on this team. Have you seen that? And if so, what?
Yeah.
Darren,
I wouldn't say I necessarily have a good story, but he is, you know, in the spring, that's one of the resounding things that stuck out to me about him was in the weight room, he was the pound for pound one of the strongest guys on the team. And being at his age at the running back position, that's pretty impressive. You know, obviously his size and everything, but the biggest thing that sticks out with Sproles to me is it doesn't matter how small he is, the heart in that kid and that guy is pretty impressive. And he's just a world-class teammate, and I love having that guy in this locker room with us.
In the 2 weeks here before preseason game starts, is there anything specific you want to either accomplish or get out of this practice in your development?
I wouldn't say nothing in particular. You know, I think we just got to keep finding our identity. You know, obviously we're going to just keep installing plays and just keep being – the biggest thing for me is just consistency. You know, come out here and eliminate mistakes and just be sharp and, you know, maybe physically – timing might be off, little things like that, but I want to be making the right decisions for me personally, make the right decisions in the passing game, in the running game, in the run checks, those types of things, and just keep growing with that.
Carson, there seem to be a lot of expectations for a playoff spot this year among the fan base. I know you guys believe that too, but I mean, do you feel the weight of that? Do you, wherever you go, do you kind of get a sense that the fan base really has a high expectation?
Well, I think that's just the fan base here in Philly. You know, the expectations are always high, and I love that. You know, we in this locker room, I know I can speak for myself personally. I mean, I'll always have high expectations. You know, 7-9 will never be good enough. Never want to be done playing before the playoffs. You know, that'll never be acceptable. And so we believe we have the guys to do it. Now we just got to get to work and make it happen.
Carson, sometimes you can find big plays from extending the play and the work with your receivers downfield.
Yep.
Another year in this offense, just in the league, I know it's more comfortable. So yep. How do you go about getting on the same page with your receivers?
Yeah, it's something you definitely talk about. You know, I know in the spring we would watch some film and be like, okay, what do you see here? Where would you break if I were to break out here to the right or whatever? So it's something both on the field and you talk about. You kind of have some rules to some extent, but at the end of the day, players got to make plays out there. So it's something you can work on in practice and everything. And like you said, I truly believe there are huge plays to be made when things break down like that. So it's something we just got to keep getting better at.
Thanks,
guys.